What's up, y'all? Today I thought we would really get into strategizing your comeback, right? Because we're already halfway through the year and I want to help you turn your pain into purpose. And just looking over here real quick so I can turn my live on. There we go. When you can turn your trauma into triumph, right? So your childhood pain, it shapes all of your the way you see the world, the way you show up in the world, the way you do your leadership, the way you do your business, all that kind of stuff. And I wanted to talk about that because I've been talking to a lot of amazing, powerful people that have been through some stuff, right? So I want to keep it raw today, keep it real today. And it's exactly, I think, what someone's going to need. My dog's driving me crazy with the bone. Exactly what someone needs, I think, to hear right now, right? And so I feel like resilience is forged in the fire. And when we are going through the things that we have gone through in our lives, and a lot of you already know my story, you've read my book, you know what's happening there, right? But let's be honest, a lot of us have gone through some stuff. Many of us were handed a very hard start, right? And some of us were dished out some pain. Some silence, some unworthiness, right? A survival, right? So we've all learned to survive certain things. Now, not all of us. I've spoken to people who've had amazingly beautiful childhoods. That doesn't mean that they haven't had things happen to them in their life, but a lot of us were not handed that, right? Here's the thing, though. I feel like that pain that we've gone through, that obstacle that we've gone through, the stuff that has come to try to hurt us, I think that those things are what we're going to use to really thrive when it comes to business and everything else, right? Because I feel like as a survivor, and those who I've spoken to who are survivors, that they develop this deep well of grit. Like they really are somebody who it takes a lot to bring them down, right? So we have like this innate grit, at least everyone that I've spoken to that has been through some stuff and has built something big, right? They've endured hardship. They've endured pain. They've endured unworthiness. They've endured being rejected. They've endured all of those things. And it's fueled them to build something that they've really wanted to build. Now, did that come easy? No, because a lot of us have allowed a victim mentality and things that have happened to us in our life to not let us rise to the diamonds that we're supposed to be, right? But a lot of us don't fold under pressure. Maybe we don't know exactly what to do, or maybe we don't know exactly what direction to go in. But trauma does not disqualify you from leading. It doesn't disqualify you. I feel like it prepares you for it. And there has been so many amazing leaders that I have spoken to that I just like I'm in awe of all that they are creating and doing and building multi-million-dollar companies and all this other stuff. This is why I love podcasting because I meet amazing people, right? But when I speak to them about who are you, what have you been through, what's going on, their stories are absolutely incredible. And they are survivors and they've learned to develop this grit from within them because they know that they have been through a lot. Now, when you start to really think about what you have gone through in life and how you have overcome and the strategies that you've had, then you start to really realize that you're a badass, right? And some of the things that I've been loving and getting into is like neuroscience and rewiring your brain and all this kind of stuff. I've been like geeking out on this stuff. It's so much fun, right? And I wanted to, kind of like dig into that a little bit with you today because we can start transforming all of the stuff that has happened to us, all the trauma, all of the things that have happened to us, maybe growing up, maybe even recently, right? Maybe a bad divorce, maybe something going on with our kids or our neighbors or our family or whatever it is. I wanted to dive into that because I wanted to explore how you can start transforming all of these trauma events into leadership, right? I love like neuroplasticity and neuroscience and rewiring and neurolinguistic programming and all of this stuff because your brain is magical and it has this ability to like really adapt if you allow it to, if you are showing up for it, right? I love something that I do a lot with the women that I speak to, and it's like mindful reframing. != װ     װ     װ================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================ It's shifting the lens. So the way I like to explain it is, right, so we can imagine our mind like a camera, right? So I have my camera here because I love my camera, right? So I have my camera right here. So imagine your mind is like a camera, right? And it comes with the lenses and it's capturing different perspectives. And as you're growing up and you're a kid, right, you have your lens of viewing the world, the way you are capturing the world, the way your perspective is as a kid and what you are going through and maybe the traumas that you're going through at the time. And when life hands you all of the adversities and the pains and the different perspectives and the for you not having the filter to really filter out what is good and what is bad, these adversities come and they cloud your lens. It clouds your lens. So when you try to look through and try to see, you cannot see. It is covered. It is clouded. You are not seeing clearly because all of the negativity and all of the things that has happened to you has given you this lens. Well, I think it's time to like pop out the lens and swap it, right? For a new lens, pop in a new lens, start reframing. And mindful reframing is like that. It's swiping out one lens for the other lens, right? Letting you start to see the challenges that you've had in your life as a new opportunity. It's starting clean. Look, no lens, starting clean and adding in the lens that you want to add, right? To give you a different perspective. And when I was thinking about, you know, my camera and popping the new lens in and taking the old lens out, because this is a wide angle lens and this is a micro lens, and it was giving me a different perspective of a bee that I was capturing pictures of. And I'm like, this is amazing, isn't it? This is mindful reframing. Right? It's taking the garbage that has been given to you and the garbage or the perspective that you have seen it as and you've seen it as garbage and swapping that out. Right? So take your past experiences where you felt that maybe you failed, that you're not good enough, that you can't, that you couldn't do it, that you just ruined the whole thing. And instead of dwelling on that failure, if you will, I quote unquote it because we don't fail, we learn. Okay. So instead of dwelling on that failure that you see as a failure, reframe it as a critical learning experience. This is something that is going to shape you now into the resilience and wisdom and know-how and grit that you need to go ahead and create what it is you want to create, right? You're not capturing defeat. You are capturing growth. All right. You are changing the lens of what you've been handed and putting in something new. And you are learning to really take that now and be resilient and have wisdom so that you do better next time. If you know better, you do better. Right. So think about when you start thinking about things. Okay. So for instance, today I had a very great conversation with this woman who is really struggling because she wants to be an amazing copywriter and she's really good at what she does, but she can't get out there and she's hates her job and she's so overwhelmed with her job and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, your job is just a stepping stone. Your job is literally a interest-free loan that you are actually getting so that you can then build what you want to build. She's like, oh. Don't hate your job because it takes too much mental space. When you become a victim of your circumstances or things that are happening around you, it takes up so much mental space that you cannot see clearly. So if you're at a job that you hate all the time, then you are going to think about that job all the time, hate the job all the time, go into the job with a bad attitude all the time, leave job with a bad attitude. That takes up so much mental space and capacity that you will not be able to think clearly for the things that you're supposed to be pulling out of this job, the income, the steadiness that you have with paying your bills, the fact that many people don't have jobs right now and are looking like you're blessed. And she was like, oh, Oh, like, yes. Now let's start working on your business step by step. What does that mean? Stepping out and doing this, making sure you know who you're talking to, who is your ideal avatar, blah, blah, blah. And we go through the whole thing, right? So you need to start imagining your life as you had an old camera lens. You're swapping that out to a new lens in life. And you are going to start taking all of these challenges and making them opportunities, because what you're going through or what you've gone through, somebody else needs that encouragement and needs you. And hopefully this is speaking to you, because if it is, then this is the example that I'm talking about, that what I'm speaking about is encouraging you, right? So I want you to start visualizing what it is you want. Like, my husband is an amazing, talented contractor, but he also did aeronautical architecture in school, right? So he's amazing at like blueprints and drawing things out. I always go to him for stuff because he's amazing with this kind of stuff, right? And as we were talking about our blueprint of what we want to do, it reminded me that we are looking at a blank piece of paper, a blank canvas, right? And he starts then sketching what our future can look like, right? So we're visualizing as he's drawing, like, what is our dream and what do we want to do and how much land do we want to buy and how many houses do we want to put on there? Because we're really into container homes. So we're like, I want to do a container home. He wants to do a container home. I'm like, yes. And maybe we can even have so much property that we can do like Airbnb container homes and pay off the land and everything else that way. Like, I am excited about what that shows. So I want you to start envisioning yourself leading that team of success that you want to build, right? Leading that successful team, leading your restaurant, leading your business, your team, your own business, whatever, right? Start thinking in a future bigger terms where you can actually look at something and say, this is where I want to go, not where you've been. I mean, you already been there, right? So envision yourself leading a successful team, building a business, speaking to a crowd, starting your own coaching business, whatever that thing is. And I want you to get excited about it, because you deserve to get excited about it. It is your vision, right? See things in vivid detail. Like, when my husband draws these amazing sketches and he starts drawing where the window is and where our bedroom is and where the bathroom is and where the I can see it. And then I start thinking about the colors I want on the walls and all that kind of stuff. It's so much fun, right? So just as an architect can see and draw on a piece of paper the building that he wants to build, is what I want you to start visualizing with your brain's foundation, with your blank canvas. Write out what it is you want to have and what you want to do. Nobody can stop you from visualizing and drawing out what you want to do. The only one that stops you is you and your belief that you can't do it, right? So get over that. Get over that and do it anyway, okay? One of the things that has helped me always shift myself is my gratitude practice. I don't do anything without gratitude, right? I always wake up and get out of bed with gratitude on the mind. I shared this before, but I always keep it here as a reminder, right? Because this is when I started my gratitude practice. It was like in 2015, and me and my husband were struggling, y'all, like struggling. All right. And we were like, I said, okay, babe, all I want to do is make $50,000 this year. So all I want to do, just want to make $50,000 so we can breathe, blah, blah, blah. And so I put this $5, I put the 0,000. And every day I thanked God for it. I pray for an increase. Oh my gosh, it was 2014. I'm sorry, I thought it was 15. I pray for an increase in 2014. I wrote it in the back, right? And every day I woke up and I was so grateful. I was like, God, thank you so much for the vision of having $50,000 for this year. Thank you for the vision of having it. Thank you for the vision of having it. Thank you so much, Lord. I thank you for that vision. And I prayed every day, okay? I prayed every day, right? And I was like outside today and I'm looking at my raised beds and I'm thinking, I'm so happy that these seeds I planted gave me so much back, because I have so many herbs and flowers and so beautiful, right? And I realized that I have I have planted so many things in my life, good and bad, and you reap the fruit and you reap the reward or not of what you plant. And my negative thinking brought me negative things because I planted those things. But when you plant things that you want to plant, the harvest that you will have. I'm excited, right? Because I was outside, like I said, looking at all my herbs and everything and thinking about what I'm going to make for dinner. And I'm thinking I'm going to probably make a pesto or something because I have so much, you know, basil. And I'm looking at my fig tree, and my fig tree is full, like full, right? I need a ginormous ladder to get to the top of my fig tree. It's so big. And I'm going to have enough figs this season, which is about the next 6 weeks or so, to feed me, my family, my neighbors, everybody, right? So think of gratitude as seeds in your garden, seeds that you are planting, seeds in your life. Like when I took that $5 bill and made it $50,000 before that, when I did it, okay, which was the beginning of the year, when I did it, I had nothing. My bank account was at zero, in fact, negative. Okay. And as I was praying, it was even more negative. And I kept praying anyway. And I kept gratitude anyway. And I kept thanking God for what I did have, because I have been homeless. And at that point, we weren't homeless. We were just struggling. And I was grateful for a bed to sleep in. I was grateful for a house that had heat. I was grateful for clothing on my body. Like, I was grateful for the things I could be grateful for at the moment. Right? And because I was so grateful and kept my eye on the prize, which was the blessing that God was going to give me, not only did I make $50,000 that year, I actually made more than $50,000 that year and grew to $100,000 plus, right? So I want you to start thinking of gratitude as seeds that are planted in a garden. Every moment of gratitude is going to be another seed. Just keep thinking about it over and over again. And over time, all of these seeds that you have planted are going to grow, and they're going to be lush and beautiful and give you what you need. But it also works the other way. If you're going to keep putting out negativity and victimhood and bad behavior and nastiness, and you're going to get that back too, right? So you need to start altering your brain's chemistry favorably, because for a lot of us who have been through some stuff and have already been through the challenges and the hurts and the pains and all of those things in life, we've already eaten a lot of the fruit of that garbage, right? So it's time to start having blessings and positivity. And I'm not saying your whole life is going to be positive, because there is a balance of good and bad things in life. There is always an equilibrium, a homeostasis, right? There's always an equilibrium. I'm not saying that you're supposed to walk around positive all day and nothing negative is going to happen, but you do have to start altering some of your brain's chemistry favorably, because you've already been living, for those of you who have, in a negative space, right? I'm overwhelmed. I'm burnt out. I can't do this. I'm not smart enough. All those things that I'm hearing all the time, right? But I want you to know that by the end of each day, if you start to reflect on at least three things that you can be grateful for, this simple practice that I even put in my life, and I speak to so many people who are successful who have done it as well, it will start to change your brain's reward center, right? And it's going to have you really start cultivating resilience when the bad things come, because the bad things will come, and that's okay. You just need to know they're coming, right? But you're going to be able to be having this point of contentment and joy and fulfillment, even in the adversity. And that is not an easy thing for me to say, because there are times that where I just want to lay in bed and cry. But I have this journal. I wish I had it in front of me, but I have this journal that, if you'd like to pick it up, it's at shop.ninaperez.com. Go there and pick it up. It is Making Your God Your CEO. And I've been doing this every single morning, and it has completely changed my attitude. Completely changed my attitude and my life. It really has. And I'm like, I need to have my team design this, and we're going to have this out for others, because this is so freaking powerful. And I'm only, I think it's like $17 on the shop or something. I don't even know. It's a 30-day journal that will really transform the way you wake up every day and the way you see things. And it's quick too. It's maybe 20 minutes of your time in the morning, 10 to 20 minutes, right? And you need to start being more intentional about the way you start your day, the way you act in your day, the way you end your freaking day. Stop letting your day just take you over. Start taking over your day, okay? Have some emotional intelligence, All right. And for those of you who have been through some stuff, growing up in this unpredictable environment, all these heightened emotions, right? All these things where people are like vicious and mean and immature and violent, right? Because I mean, at least that's where I grew up, right? You learn what to do, you learn what not to do real quick, because you know that if you get somebody mad, you're going to get your ass beat, right? And you have to start realizing that when you're healed from all of that, this awareness of all of these emotions that people are going through and the hyperness and the immaturity and the violence and all that kind of stuff, you start to become really aware and turn those really volatile emotions that people were going through into an asset for you as a leader, as an entrepreneur, right? Because then you start to really start to become somebody who's protective over people who are being mistreated. You start to become aware that their mess don't gotta be your mess, okay? You start to really see others, like in their nonsense, you go, boy, this person's really going through some pain, as opposed to being angry because they're acting out, right? You really start to become aware. And it's all because of what's happened to you. This is how you strategize. This is how you start taking all of your things that have happened to you into your comeback, right? Because you start to really start becoming a creative problem solver, somebody who is purpose driven, right? So when you had to figure things out as a child to stay safe, right? You start to learn real quick survival tactics that maybe don't serve you anymore. Right? Maybe you had to figure out a way how to stay silent or how to be heard. Maybe you've started to become innovative because you started to think about, how do I actually strategize this? Maybe I say things nicer. Maybe I don't say anything at all. Maybe I, you know, act like I'm really smart. And know that whatever the strategy is as a child that you used to try to become safer around people who were not safe, right? But the things that you have done to become safe sometimes does not serve you well as an adult, right? Like for me, sugar was my addiction, because as a little girl being abused, sugar made me feel better. And so it became a crutch for me growing up. And now that I don't have to really rely on it anymore, it doesn't serve me anywhere anymore. And this is where your self-awareness is going to play a huge role. Because there are some things that you really need to let go of, because they are outdated. It is an outdated program, okay? It does not serve you anymore. And many trauma survivors, you know, when they start to understand that they are survivors and not victims, they start to become entrepreneurs and trailblazers, and they start paving ways and they start doing things differently. And they go through all that. Now, it does come with a lot of pain, because sometimes you still have to combat the fact that you are a survivor and you don't want to feel that way anymore, right? But I believe that most of us who are survivors of these things that happen to us in our life end up building businesses that are not solely on profit, but on purpose. You really want to lean in on people's purpose, because you found your purpose, right? This is when I built like Wisdom to Wealth, and it was about turning all of our scars and all of our inner dialogues and all of those things into strategies and wisdom, so that you can start impacting the world and gaining wealth, right? And so I had this program, it was a year long, and we guide you through transformational stages of inner healing, because business people don't thrive if you're still bleeding in silence, okay? I know that you try to act all tough and everything, but we are hurting inside. A lot of us are. And so inner healing is important. And then we want to transcend those behaviors. So replacing all those survival habits, the things you should be letting go of, with now your new leadership habits, the way you want to show up, right? And then I even went out and built a whole entire team. And my team built out all of your funnels and your landing pages and your ads and all of that great stuff. And they do it with integrity and with God's assignment on their life, because I don't work with people who don't have integrity or God in their life, right? So you're not just building a brand. You're trying to birth a movement. You're trying to impact lives of others. You're trying to change the freaking game. I get that, right? And if this resonates with you, then give me a fire emoji or something, right? Let me know that you are listening and that this resonates with you, because you're not alone in this. You're not alone. And if you want to like hop on a call with me, let's hop on a call. Right now I am doing a I'm launching something called Purpose by Design. It's going to be only 90 days. It's going to be 90 days of us strategically meeting every week to get your ass from point A to point Z, wherever it is that you're trying to go. So if you want to know more about that, just go ahead and hit me up and put transform in the chat or whatever, and I will get to it, right? Because my team and I try to keep an eye on all that, although I am taking some time off, but I will try to get to it. All right. And you can book a call with me. So that means you can strategize. I might not be the right coach for you, but that doesn't mean you can't leave with strategy. I'm not one of those people who have like these high pressure calls and you have to do this. That's not how I roll. And I know that a lot of people are like, oh, well, Nina, you should, you know, you could be making $1 million a year. I'll get there. I'm fine with what I have right now. And the reason is because I am really a person who loves people and loves transformation and loves purpose and loves to be there with you when things are great and when things are not that great, because you will hit walls. You will, I promise, right? But you can freaking do this, and you can start strategizing your comeback and turn your pain into purpose. All right, y'all. That's all I wanted to talk to you about today. I love you. I want to connect with you. So go ahead and let me know if you want to connect. I'll try to leave the link on the show notes. But if not, go ahead and DM me and we'll get on a call together. All right. Talk to you soon. And until next time, this is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Bye.